pray last night and find the Lord's will as your pastor asked us to preach three times a day, and I consider that a great honor to be able to do that. And when you get in your Bible and look, and sometimes you look and you can't figure out what to preach, and then you look in there, it looks like you want to preach everything in your outlines, all right? But feel like this way the Lord's got us plugged in this morning to be encouragement to this church. The Bible says in 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 18, John said, "Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." I want to draw your attention. I believe every bit of the Word of God is very important, don't you? And he said in verse number 9, "They went out from us, but they were not of us." Now notice this, "For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt have continued with us." I want to preach on this thought this morning on "no doubt we continue." Amen? No doubt we continue. Let's pray. Father, I pray for your help and your touch this morning as I preach. I thank you, Lord, for the kind reception from your people here in this church. And Lord, I look forward to getting to know them better. And I pray that this time, God, that I could get the power of the Holy Ghost to help me and to help this people. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated this morning. Looking at this text here in 1 John chapter number 2, John says in verse number 18, he said, "Little children." I'm glad I'm a part of the family of God this morning, aren't you? I'm glad that I'm God's child and he takes care of me. I'm glad of that. Even in the midst of the day and hour that we're living in, God is not going to forsake us. But he said, "I'll go with thee always, even to the end of the world." Amen. But in John's day, he wrote this maybe almost 1900 years ago, something like that. He said, "Little children, it is the last time." Amen. Hey, the last days started when Jesus was here upon the earth. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 1 and verse number 1, "God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son." And so while Jesus was here speaking to us, God manifest in flesh, God declared that that was the last days. I believe you'd agree with me this morning as we look at this world. We're in the last of the last days. Amen. And so he said, "It is my little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard, the Antichrist shall come." I believe you may be out there alive today, don't you? I believe that if we are very close, we're living in a day where this world could be ruled by one man. Amen. And he said, "Antichrist shall come." He said, "Even now there are many Antichrists." There are many in this day and in John's day that were against or anti-Christ. America is no longer a nation for Christ, but it's a nation that is against Christ. Our White House is full from the president down with people that are anti-Christ and anti-Bible. Amen. And so he says here, "Even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time." I'm glad there's many things in the book of 1 John and many things John says we know. I'm glad this morning I've got a know-so salvation, don't you? I'm glad I know some things out of the Word of God I can have confidence and assurance in my heart. So John says it's the last time, and he deals with this crowd that at one time was with them, but is no longer there. I'd say, Brother Curtin, most likely there was a time there was maybe some other people here, and they looked like they was one of us. They looked like that they believed the way that you believe, but they went out. Now, not everybody that leaves is wrong. God does move people sometimes, but I don't believe God does that as much as some say, and send people down the road, especially when they're going to this ungodly crowd, this unholy, and this entertainment crowd that we're seeing today. Amen. And he said, "They went out from us, but they were not of us." Amen. He said, "For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." Now, the book of 1 John, there's some marks of a Christian. I'm going to come back here to chapter number 2 in just a minute. But chapter number 1, the mark, a true mark of a Christian is confession in their life. I mean, hey, the Bible says there in chapter number 1, this is the record which we have heard of Him and declare unto you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. He said, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, us with God and us with each other. Hey, we can't have real fellowship with one another if we're not fellowshipping with Christ. And we only have fellowship with one another and with Christ if we're walking in the light. Amen? He said we have fellowship with one another. The Bible said if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But the Bible said if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, the Bible said we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. I'm glad. I mean, I'm not glad what I'm going to say, but there's been times since I got saved as a 13-year-old boy sitting on a bicycle about 3 o'clock in the morning in a CB store parking lot, scared my next breath would be drawn in the flames of hell. And all I can remember that preacher saying, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God saved me that night. But there's been some times ever since then I've had to drag this old dead carcass back in front of a holy God and confess my sins. I'm glad He can say from the throne room of the blood covered it all. Amen. Hey, and that's not an excuse or to use it as an opportunity to sin. But I sure am glad I can confess my sins. Of a child of God is He shall appear. We shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And the Bible said, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Hey, that's a purifying hope that we have. The Bible said in Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we shall live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, who gave Himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And so a child of God, he has a mark of confession in his life, of purification in his life, striving for purity. Don't see me getting it this time. My wife got me a zip tie. You men don't think worse of me, but I can't get this thing to go down. It's choking me to death. There, I got it. I don't know if that's life insurance behind that or what. I figured it out. Ain't it good to be a child of God? God put something inside of me that wanted to stay right with Him. Amen? Hey, I want to live a pure life. And so marks of a Christian are confession and purification. Chapter number 4, there's an affection. The Bible says in chapter 4, verse 10, herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Hey, verse number 11 or verse 19 said we love Him because He first loved us. Do you love God this morning? You say, I'm here for Sunday school, preacher. That don't mean necessarily you love God. That may mean you know if you didn't come, somebody would ask you where you was at. You love Him? Hey, Peter said, he said to Peter 3 times, lovest thou me? He said, Lord, you know that I love you. Amen? There's an affection. It said we love Him because He first loved us. And verse 11 said, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. I'm glad God put an affection in my heart for Him and for His people and for the church of the living God, aren't you? And then another in chapter number 5, and I'm going to get to this one in chapter number 2, but there's a possession There's a possession that marks the life of a child of God. The Bible says in 1 John chapter number 5, this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son, he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Do you have Him this morning? Does He dwell on the inside? Is God in your heart by the Holy Ghost? Jesus said, it's expedient for me that I go away. But if I go away, I'll send you another comforter. He said, me and the Father will come and make our abode inside of your heart. Amen. He abides. You heard that old song, He abides. Is He abiding this morning on the inside? I knew when I got saved, God moved in just like when my wife moved in. I knew it was different. I didn't have hairspray. I didn't have a lot of these frilly things and all that. And if you're a man, you ought not to have any. Amen. Hey, I didn't have a lot of things. When my wife moved in, I knew there was a different person. I knew it was a woman. It wasn't a man. Amen. And hey, when God moves in, you have the possession of God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. And I believe another mark we're missing and seeing today is there's the mark of continuation in the things of God. Amen. There's a mark of a continuation. I believe if you're a real child of God, you will continue in these certain things that I'm going to talk about this morning. And I encourage this church to continue in these things because it is the last time. It's not time to quit. It's time to continue on. Amen, Brother Kirkman. It's time to continue on. And for what I know about your pastor, I believe that you believe these things. And whether you did or not, and I understand this in the right way, I'm commissioned to preach it out of the Word of God. Amen. And so I'm going to go back, and I'm not going to turn, but for sake of time, I'm going to try to remember. But the Bible tells us in Acts chapter number 1, Jesus was standing there, and He had given them, said, tear ye in Jerusalem till ye be endued with power from on high. He said, after that ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost part of the earth. And the Bible says, while they beheld visible resurrection, bodily resurrection, while they beheld, he was the cloud received him out of their sight, and they were standing there looking up into heaven. Hey, I'm glad we ought to get our eyes on the sky, but we need to keep our eyes on the field. Amen. They said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into the heaven? This same Jesus shall so come in like manner as you've seen him going to heaven. And there in chapter number 1, the Bible said these all continued in one accord in prayer and praising God with Mary and the other women. They continued. That was a mark of the early church. And then there in chapter number 2, now this is a famous verse down where we're at. Then they that gladly received His word were baptized. Amen. And said they were baptized and they continued steadfastly in the apostles. Here's a dirty word today, doctrine. Amen. These churches say we don't focus on doctrine. They say we're non-denominational. What they're telling you is we don't believe the Bible. And we're in it for entertainment. We're in it for financial gain. I was somewhere and I walked in. I believe it was at a fireworks stand 2 years ago. And I was inviting this fellow to church. And I said, you ought to come down. He said, oh, I go over. I used to go to Living Waters Baptist Church. But the preacher changed the name to just Living Waters Church. He said, we got Church of Christ in there. We got Catholics in there. We got Methodists in there. And we got all kind. I said, what do y'all do when the Baptists want to immerse? And the Catholics want to baptize babies and the Methodists want to sprinkle them. We don't focus on that. And I nicely said, you don't have a church, sir. You have a social club. Paul said, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, of the pillar and ground of the truth. If a church ceases to preach truth, they cease to be a church. Amen. and what is truth. Jesus said in John 17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. And we need to continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. It's not outdated, dear friend. It's what God's given us in this King James Bible. And so they said they continued steadfastly. That didn't mean, well, it's time for church again. Well, we better drag our feet. You ought to be excited, man of God, like you've got to stand up and preach the apostles' doctrine. And I, from what I've seen coming in this morning, look like you're happy to be here. Amen? I don't know if it's like our crowd. I don't know if there's going to drag in about 40 or 50 more. No, we don't have that many at all. Anyway, 4 or 5 more in our case. But going to drag in and all of that. I understand there's providential hindrances, but I don't believe there's as many as are put on today. Amen? They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. They had the right salvation doctrine. Amen? This church and any church that's a Bible-believing church needs to continue in the right salvation doctrine. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter number 2, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world. A true salvation will change you from what you were to what you are. He said you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had a conversation in time past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. By grace are ye saved. And the Bible said, hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I got saved from my sin. I'm seated in Christ. There's eternal security right there. Amen. Hey, the right salvation doctrine says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. It said salvation starts by grace, continues by grace, and will finish in grace by faith. Amen. The Bible said in Romans 4, what shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scriptures? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. A salvation through Bible, the apostles' doctrine, was believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Amen? Salvation, we need to continue in salvation by grace. Titus chapter number 3, it says, we ourselves also are sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, hateful, and hating one another. You ain't what you used to be if you're born again. I had to come into church, so I've always known God. That ain't salvation. There's time I was lost and He found me. Amen. There's time I was in darkness and I saw the light of the glorious gospel. Hey, the true salvation is we were once one thing. It said, but after that, I'm glad I can look back at what it used to be and say after that. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hey, salvation is a new birth, a regeneration in your life. I believe we're not preaching that in a lot of churches today. Amen. You must be born again. You don't join the church like you join the Masons and the Mooses and the Gooses. You must be born again. Amen. Hey, we need to continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, the right salvation doctrine. The Bible said in Romans 5, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. I'm glad I can say that to the sinners I preach to in the prisons, the sinners I preach to in the church houses and on the streets. Where sin abounded, grace doth much more abound. Amen. I'm glad there's grace to save sinners in 2015 in a dark land. Amen. Don't tell the preacher I've heard it. If you'll just ease up, preacher, maybe my grandkids will get in. If you'll just ease up, I'm not trying to be mean, but this is what I've heard. Maybe my shacked up daughter and her boyfriend will get right if you'll just ease up. And I don't try to preach hatred and be mad. This is a love story, praise God. But the truth makes men free. Need the right salvation doctrine. Ye must be born again. That right salvation doctrine ain't all we need. We need the right sanctification doctrine. The apostles teach the right sanctification doctrine. Amen. Peter said, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Paul said in the book of 1 Thessalonians 5, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. WHOLLY. And hey, I don't believe in sinless perfection. I believe some people got a sinless perception and they stopped looking in the law of liberty and continuing therein and not seeing what they really are. Hey, I want to be more as much like Christ as I can before I'm changed to be like Him in a moment in the twinkle of an eye. But Paul said, I pray the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. He said, and I pray that your whole body, soul, body, and spirit be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. About the first 10 years of my Christian life, I'm ashamed to say, I doubted my salvation sometimes, but that's because I wasn't living much like a Christian. I didn't get in a lot of what we'd call gross sin by the grace of God, but still, the Holy Ghost had me miserable. Amen? He wanted me to be set apart from this world. And I'm not blaming on the preacher that I first heard the gospel under. I mean, if you ask him a Bible question, he'd turn a page and stick his finger on a Bible answer. But he didn't preach much about separating from the world. God used him to get me under old-time conviction in a Southern Baptist church. And he preached out of a King James Bible and still does this day. But hey, he didn't preach much about separation. But I ain't blaming it all on the man of God, because the Holy Ghost come in to guide me in all truth if I just read my Bible and prayed and continued in that. And so we need to continue a steadfast in the apostles' doctrine of salvation and sanctification. God ain't letting us off the hook to separate from this world. Amen. The Bible said over, and it's either 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians chapter number 7, having these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. There's some things we're going to have to do ourselves. Determined we're going to be sanctified and set apart, consecrated from this world unto God. Amen. Y'all believe we need to continue in that? Now here's the kicker. Everybody can go along with that and shout about that a lot of times, but we need to continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, in sound doctrine. Say, what is that? It's found in Titus chapter number 2. In Titus chapter number 3, amen? We say, why is the home falling apart? Why are they redefining marriage? We redefined it a long time ago. We redefined in our own minds and churches what heterosexual marriage, if you want to call it that, we redefined it and took it out of what the Bible says about it, amen? Bible down here in Titus chapter number 2, Paul sends Titus down to Crete. Isn't that right? Titus down to Crete. And he said that this crowd down here, they are subverting whole houses, overturning whole houses with their teaching, and they're doing it for filthy lucre. He said they're slow bellies. He said they're lazy. He said, go down there and rebuke them sharply. One fellow called me the other day and he said, preacher, I'm starting to think that the church needs to be run by... Now, this is my belief. I don't know what goes on here, but I believe you believe the pastor is the under-shepherd of the church. He's not run by a board of anybody. Is that right? But he told me it's time. He said, really, as I study, I think I'm seeing that we need to have a board of elders and they need to run the church. I said, well, when Paul sent Titus down to Crete, he didn't say, you and the elders straighten them out. He said, for this cause left I... thee in Crete, that thou mightest set in order things that are wanting. Amen. And what was wanting down there? A lack of sound doctrine. He said in chapter number 1 and verse number 9, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Now this, he is talking about a man that Titus would go down there that was a saved man, a called man, and a qualified man. And just like Titus, I believe, was doing, this man could hold fast the sound words of sound doctrine and help the people down there when Titus left, evidently. In chapter 2, he shows him what the sound doctrine is. He said, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and charity and patience. I'm sad to say, don't look like you got the problem here, and praise God, most churches don't have aged men. They're still out cutting the grass. They're out hunting. Say that you wouldn't convince them if they wasn't saved for nothing, but they ain't got no desire for the house of God, some of them. Amen? Sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith. That word sound means healthy and vibrant. Amen? Sound in faith and charity and patience. The aged women likewise, that their behavior has become of holiness, not false accusers. You read on down through there. I'm going to try to get done about 15 to you Greek visitors. I got three more points. We need that sound doctrine. Amen? That the women be chaste keepers at home, obedient to their own husbands. In the right way. Obedience will come. And we all have help when there's love like Christ. It's not Mr. Abuser. It's not Mr. King on his throne. Amen. It's love. We love Christ because He first loved us. To love their husbands, do we first love them, husbands? Amen. Christ and His church. I'm sure your pastors preach around all this. You know where I'm going with all this on sound doctrine. I'm not trying to sidestep it. I want to go to the next ones. That sound doctrine, the reason the home fell apart is because mama got out of the home and got a career. And daddy wanted four-wheelers and fishing boats. And daddy wanted the biggest house on the block with four, about seven, eight rooms, and only needs one or two of them. Amen. And wants to have this car and this truck and that truck. Is that right? Hey, I believe you can raise a family in this day. I understand it's hard, but you can do that a lot less. Hey, you couldn't buy that. I heard something the other day on Dave Ramsey. I may not get off this point. I'll just go. Dave Ramsey, I guess he got some good things. He ain't a Bible-believing Christian. Temporary music, perverted Bibles, but he does have good sound financial sense for the most part. This one family come in, want to do their debt-free scream, and they said, we paid off hundreds of thousands of dollars in 6 years. He said, how'd you do it? He said, well, the kids didn't see me for 6 years. Every dime and every bank in the world not buy back those 6 years. Amen. Overtime, everything. I believe, man, I like to eat. If man don't work, neither should he eat. And if he careth not for his own, he's worse than an infidel. But thank God we need a good balance in our homes. And we need to get back to the sound doctrine of the Word of God and what the home is. And so they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. And then they continued in this sound doctrine. Hey, this sound doctrine ain't just something to sweep aside. It says here in one part of this, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. That's a strong word, amen? That's strong. I understand the context, but I believe that can apply if the husbands are not striving to do what God said their part is, and the wives are not doing that. The Word of God is blasphemed. It's not believed, on, especially by the Word. If we're going to say something to this sodomite crowd, for perverting marriage, and we've got it perverted. Amen? No doubt, we continue. If you've got a problem with the apostles' doctrine, you better make sure you're born again. God's people continue in it. Amen? I mean, in your heart, do you continue and strive for the apostles' doctrine? And then it says they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship. I got about 5 minutes. In fellowship. Old preacher down in Georgia, Brother Berman Cape, he said that was two fellows in the same ship. Is that what fellows? Or at least two or more fellows or gals in the same ship. Amen? Hey, I don't like to cut off fellowship with people. The devil's rocking the boat. I believe there's a lot of water in the boat of the church, don't you? I tell you, it's hard by yourself, and I don't believe we're by ourselves, taking the buckets and throwing the water out. And so I don't want anybody to be gone. But by the grace of God, before I abandon ship and go with another ship, I'm going to fellowship with the right ones by the grace of God. Does that make sense? I ain't fellowshipping with MacArthur and Swindoll. I ain't fellowshipping. I understand that gets against everybody's study Bibles and everybody's radio programs and all of that. But these men teaching false doctrines out of false Bibles. Amen. We better watch our fellowship in this day. They continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship. Hey, this morning we are fellow heirs with one another. I just believe you're going to the same heaven I'm going to. You'll believe it like the Bible talks about it. Amen? Hey, we're fellow soldiers. I believe if you're a fellow soldier, fellowshipping with you, we're fighting in the same battle, not against it. Hey, we're both fighting for the King James Bible. We're both fighting for the right kind of worship by Spirit and truth. Hey, we're both fighting. If somebody's not, I can't fight with them in that battle. Amen? Paul said they went out from us because there was no doubt not of us. We're fellow laborers. Fellow laborers. And the last three here, that they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and the fellowship and breaking of bread. I believe it says it twice in that text. Some say different things. I'm just going to say this about it. For the most part, I believe it's talking about the ordinances of the church. Amen? It's important. We teach our people there at Gospel Baptist Church. We're in a dominant Church of Christ area where everybody believes they've been saved. You knock on the door, I've been baptized. I believe Holy Ghost baptism. I ain't going to go into all that right now. What I believe about a lot of that stuff. But then they, over there, Peter said, who can forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we. Amen? Water baptism, I believe, is after Holy Ghost baptism. I believe that's Mark 16:16. I believe that, to me, don't call me a heretic, but it says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. I believe when you believe, you is baptized, all right, in the Holy Ghost. And then the first commandment to be baptized in water. And Peter said in Acts 10, when I spake, the Holy Ghost fell on them as well as us, as it did on us at the beginning. He said, then I remember what John said, I indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. We need to continue the Lord's Supper. We need to continue in that. It's important. Till he come. Prayers. I continued in prayer. 2 minutes. Pastor didn't give me a time limit. I put one on myself, all right? Have we prayed anybody out of prison lately? They prayed Peter out of prison. He said, preacher, I don't even have enough faith to pray in these days. They didn't have a lot of faith either. Peter's asleep. Angel had to shine light, and he knew he's going to die the next day. He had to nudge him. Peter, get up. He was between those soldiers. Had to shine the light in there. Nudge him to get him up. Isn't that what it says? And he got out and he woke up. And he didn't even wake up until he got outside, it looked like, on there. And he went down there and knocked on the door and wrote and said, it's Peter. And they said, oh, no, it's not. They're in there praying, no, it ain't him. Amen. Hey, we need to get back to the praying like the early church did. Amen. I believe you'll continue in praying. We're too busy promoting to pray. Used to they'd come to the church house till somebody was praying till they walked in the door and inviting them. Amen? Now we promote them in. Hey, we're too busy having fun to fast. Last one there's praising God. Having favor with all the people. And the Bible said the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Amen? Hey, no doubt. No doubt, we continue. So, preacher, it's 2015. They've legalized sodomy in all states. no doubt in the writings they've made Christianity illegal. It's coming, preacher. What are we going to continue? Continue in the apostles' doctrine. Amen. Continue in the fellowship of the saints of God. Continue in the breaking of bread, the ordinances, the prayers, the praying to God and praising the Lord. Paul told Timothy, let me give you these verses and I'll be done. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, knowing of whom thou hast learned them and hast been assured, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. He said, continue in it. And I encourage this church, I encourage you, from what I know about you, Pastor, and what I've seen on your faces while I'm preaching, just continue till the Lord comes. Amen. Get in your heart when the devil says quit. You remember John said, no doubt, we continue. Amen.